Hey, folks, you're going to have to put up with my voice for one more show. I just can't get it back. Nothing real ill. Didn't get any COVID or anything, but I just, I do sing on the weekends. Probably too old for that crap, too. But anyway, as they say, on with the show. My best friend Eric and I watch a guy named Jean-Pierre. I don't know if I say Jean. His sister tries to tell me how to say it. I don't know how to say it. Jacques. I don't know. Anyway, heck of a cook. He's on YouTube, getting shows. I'm a real cooking nut, more so than ever, I guess. I've got more time on my hands. But he keeps telling you how great butter is. He even refers to an article that was written in the 2014 Time magazine. I can't find it. If I can, I can't. Anyway, I can't. So I'm going to give you my form of my concept of the benefits of butter, what science says as far as I can find it. I think most of us agree, butter is fatty and delicious. So, of course, it has to be bad for you, right? Not necessarily. Maybe wrong. The benefits of butter are numerous. So, welcome to the 21st century of nutrition. Numerous high-quality studies are finally setting the record straight on the health and benefits of butter. And, for that matter, I'm going to throw in a little bit about real animal fats. As a matter of fact, from what I can find, whole animal foods like butter are among the healthiest foods in the world. Butter is nutrient-dense, highly satiating, it nixes those food cravings, and loaded with vitamins and minerals that are just, you can't get from almost any plant sources. And just in case you're not keeping up and you haven't heard, many vegetable oils, that junk that was supposed to replace butter as a heart-healthy alternative, are amongst the most deadly and dangerous foods ever invented, we've come to find out after we've been living on them for a while or dying on them. That's a question. That being said, the view that butter is a healthy, beneficial food may sound extreme to those of you indoctrinated by, the low-fat diets. Misinformation espoused by mainstream nutrition, folks, back in the 50s and 60s, since I came into being. So stick with me for a while. I'm going to follow science and reveal the true benefits of butter as we currently know them. Let's start with the basics. What is butter anyway? Butter is a dairy product made by separating solid fats from liquid milk. In the old days, the process was called churning. Butter is high in saturated fats, what makes it solid at room temperature. We've all seen that, although my rooms are pretty warm, I guess. Most of the butter comes from cows here in this country, but you can also get butter from goats, sheep. Buffalo was very famous in the old days. There's also various types of butter made with different milk sources and production processes. That includes grass-fed, salted, cultured, and clarified. I call that ghee. And if you're so inclined, it's really kind of easy to make your own raw butter in a blender. As a matter of fact, if you want to get in touch with me at natureapproved@yahoo.com, I'll supply you with a video if you need it. It's pretty simple to do. But even before we get into the benefits of butter, let's begin with recent studies showing that saturated fat, the part of butter that got it so-called demonized, isn't really bad for us at all. I found a 2020, what I'd call bellwether paper, published in the prestigious Journal of the American College of Cardiology, asserted, quote, whole fat dairy, unprocessed meats, eggs, and dark chocolate are saturated fat-rich foods with a complex matrix that are not associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease. The totality of available evidence does not support further limiting the intake of such foods, especially if they're grown, what I call, organically. The particular body of research I'm referring to is known as the Sydney Heart Health Study. It was originally conducted, to find support for the Australian Heart Association's hypothesis that replacing saturated fats with polyunsaturated fats from seed oils would reduce the risk of heart disease. That's where they were heading. To say it backfired, folks, would be an understatement. The group of participants that had the wholesome saturated fats replaced with vegetable oils did lower cholesterol. They had lower cholesterol, but at the cost of a 62% higher total death rate. 62%, folks. Think about that. So in light of the numerous studies showing no real link between saturated fat and cardiovascular disease risk, stroke, or cancer, the above British Medicine Journal editorial review, including 19 BMJ researchers, all of the researchers, called for a retraction of the World Health Organization guidelines for reducing saturated fat. They've changed their minds, folks. It's science, and people say, well, which was right? This is how science works. This is not, it's like doctors practicing medicine. They'll do medicine because something's always new and we always learn. The more we do, the more we learn. This is the latest information we have. Now, I hope I've at least given you a food for thought that the anti-butter kind of nonsense, it kind of in our rearview mirror. Let's look forward to the benefits available when making butter a good part of, not a part of now, your high-fat, low-carb diet. And that's probably more normal for us omnivores. I'm going to throw a caveat in here that wasn't directly in the study, but it is very, very a valid thought. I'm going to give you the advantages of butter, but I'm going to do it with one caveat. This is based on grass-fed butter benefits. There's a big difference, folks. It's well worth a few bucks difference. So, for grass-fed butter, let's start here. It's a great source of butyric acid. What it was, butyrate is what it really is called. Great source of butyrate. It's a short-chain fatty acid which reduces inflammation in your whole body when it's taken in reasonable amounts. Grass-fed butter contains CLA. What's CLA? Conjugated linoleic acid, which helps to reduce belly fat, helps to protect against cancer, and supports muscle growth. Got to bring up great source for vitamin D and K2. Great source of vitamin K2 reverses arterial calcification and helps maintaining bone density. Grass-fed butter contains vitamin A, retinol, good for the thyroid, adrenal glands, and your overall cardiovascular health. Grass-fed butter contains essential fats. Butter is rich in omega-3 fatty acids that reduce inflammation and improve hormone optimization within your body. And finally, additional benefit nutrients in butter. Now, I'm looking, these have only been studied in grass-fed. There's a big difference. That's a horse of another color we can talk about later. Additional benefit nutrients, lecithin, selenium, magnesium, zinc, copper, iodine, and there's a bunch of more trace minerals. But it is a good, good source of a lot of the things our body really needs. Now let's break down this information just a little bit. And let's not confuse the animal form of vitamin A, known as retinol, with the inferior vitamin A from most plant sources. And it's still not bad for you folks, but it's a whole different form of vitamin A. Studies show that retinol absorption efficiency is around 30% in an hour, but less than 5% of vitamin A carotenoids from plants are ever absorbed. Big difference in the source. Retinol is one of the critical fat-soluble vitamins found only, listen to this, for you, I'm sorry, vegans and vegetarians. Retinol is one of the critical fat-soluble vitamins found only in meat and some animal byproducts. As a fat-soluble vitamin, retinol is absorbed into the bloodstream and used by the body when consumed within animal fat. And let's think about this in the real world. Considering that humans consumed a diet of mostly fatty meat for about the first 2 million years we were whatever people are, it makes perfect sense that the foods we evolved eating would provide the nutrients our bodies need the most and in the most bioavailable, that's a fancy word for usable, your body can use it, form. Let's take a look at retinol real quick. Here's what it does that we know, okay? It is vital in maintaining vision, physical development, immune function, reproduction. Deficiency in vitamin A retinol can result in hair loss, skin rashes, dry eyes, susceptibility to infections, and interestingly, which I knew someone that went through this, night blindness. And when you think about CLA, well, you're eating meat, but listen how this works. This is where CLA comes into the red meat. CLA is produced naturally in the process of fermenting grass into fat that takes place in the digestive system of almost all animals, but especially of ruminants, cows, sheep, deer, everybody. CLA is beneficial in numerous ways, including it has anti-tumor properties that can inhibit the growth of cancer at many different sites, including the breast, colon, stomach, prostate, and liver. In one long-term study, women who ate four or more servings of high-fat dairy foods like butter lowered their risk of colon cancer by 34%. It can also help reduce excessive body fat. A study found that a daily dose of 3.5 grams of CLA resulted in modest to better than modest fat loss in humans. Protects against heart disease. Reduces cholesterol in people, especially those that have type 2 diabetes. It improves insulin sensitivity in the young, and then again, ironically, in sedentary adults. And the study showed that pasture-derived grass-fed butter provides the highest concentrations of CLA, and research shows that CLA has even more benefits for health than I'm going to go through. I got about 2 minutes left. Another finding was that I found out that one of the beneficial saturated fatty acids in butter is called lauric acid, which incidentally offers pretty high antimicrobial and antifungal properties just within itself. That study showed that lauric acid reduces harmful bacteria in the gut and promotes a beneficial intestinal environment. Another plus. Folks, I found enough to write a book about it, but I'm going to the benefits of butter. Let's go to the bottom line just because I'm running out of space and time on my radio show. Butter is highly satiating, loaded with nourishing fat acids and a great source of retinol, which is very important. That's the, I call it the animal vitamin A. Raw butter is also a source of an overlooked anti-stiffness factor resulting from compounds that enhance phosphorus and calcium metabolism in your body. And if nothing else, I hope just listening to this, you've discovered that although saturated animal fat has been maligned as a public health enemy number one since back when I was a kid in the 60s, modern studies have freed butter and other animal fats from the chains of misinformation and now are gathering the facts that, of course, it's good for you. A lot to do with how the animal was raised. I'm not going to let that go without letting you know that. The healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals all work synergistically to support and enhance numerous physical factors, including immune health, fat metabolism, a healthy microbiome, very important, intestinal integrity, and protection against type 2 diabetes and obesity. Hope that helped, folks. A little information. It's all new information. Nice to know. As usual, thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. Hope you tune me in next week.